Lowe'sPest.com today.
Participate in free, what gets talked about on Free Talk Live by suggesting show prep. I actually just went there tonight to look for interesting stories that we were talking about or that we could talk about tonight. And you can vote for your favorites or vote down the ones that you don't like. There's some interesting stuff on there. So I think we're going to talk a little bit later about an app that fights parking tickets for you.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
We got lawyer robots now.
You know, I saw an app the other day that would basically, it was made by a very successful blogger who had built a following. Oh, and it looks like we are on the air. Thank you, Ian, for your technical help. So welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition, and we are live now. Sometimes that happens in the world of live radio. You have a few technical
difficulties. We weren't alive a moment ago.
You can call the show tonight if you're out there listening in radio land or if you're listening on the internet at 855-450-3733. That's our phone number, the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines. Or you can call us on Skype. Our Skype name is lrn.fm, and we'd love to talk with you tonight about whatever's on your mind. So first, let's start off with a phone call and talk to Dave listening in Youngstown, Ohio. Hi, Dave. You're on the air with Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. Hey, I've been wanting to tell the story. It's just a short story for a little while now. I went back when I was in the Air Force. There was an opportunity. You can call it an opportunity. I was actually ordered to report as a volunteer.
You were ordered to volunteer? Isn't that not volunteering?
Yes. Yes, that's what it was. I was ordered to volunteer. For color guard, which, you know, lower and raise the flag daily at the base and everything like that.
Right.
When I got over there, I was told that it would also include firing squad. And even firing squad, that was included in the job. And I told them that I would not do that under any circumstances. I would not have somebody totally unable to defend himself, standing in front of me, and me possibly shooting him. That just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And now, when you said possibly shooting him, that means that, is this the way, because I've heard firing squads explained as, you know, for instance, they have six shooters, and they take one bullet and put it into one of the guns of one of the shooters, and then that way nobody knows who fired the shot. Is that how it
would work? They told me that it was two bullets.
Okay.
There would be eight on the firing squad. But, yes, that's essentially correct.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever pulled the trigger on a rifle that didn't have a bullet in it?
I have not.
You have never pulled the trigger on a rifle that didn't have a round in it?
That's right, because I am not really – I don't really like guns.
Okay, so I can tell you it's an entirely different experience.
Yeah, you can tell there's nothing.
Pulling there's no mistaking the occurrence between pulling the trigger on a loaded gun and pulling the trigger on an unloaded gun.
Okay, I wouldn't know that. I'll have to take your word for it.
Yeah, it's an entirely different experience.
You wouldn't know that because you didn't want to be on the color guard.
Right.
That also,
I'm not trying to make fun of you, Dave. I'm just surprised that a person in the military doesn't know what that experience is.
Well, the only experience I've ever had with guns really was firing M16, which we had to do in basic training. I fired 74 rounds, one jammed, and that was it.
Okay.
But I would like to encourage any of our soldiers out there, do whatever you need to get out of the military if you find yourself doing things you don't want. I don't care whether you get out with a dishonorable discharge. I don't care whether – I just don't care. If you find yourself in this position – You can get out. I got out with an honorable discharge 2 years before my term was up. So it can be done.
How did that happen?
I went to them. Now, I was a volunteer in. I was not drafted. But I went to them and said, look, I don't get into the drugs and sex and booze that everybody else in my dorm is doing. I'm not going to pull the trigger on someone in a firing squad. You know, I'm just not going to do all these things. I want out of here. And they let me out. They were not willing to keep on someone who was not going to cooperate with them.
How long did it take?
About 2 months.
Okay.
Now, yeah, that sounds about right. I went through a similar situation, details of which I won't go into too much. But there's, you know, today, and this happened, you know, just a few years ago. Today they will do a degree of hazing. They will, you know, kind of put the pink vest on you because they're going to worry. You know, sometimes the pink vest is what they give to people that are on suicide watch. Meaning, you know, they're concerned they're going to kill you, or you're going to kill yourself, I should say.
If you didn't want to kill yourself, you know, they put a pink vest on you to embarrass and humiliate you. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You didn't want to kill yourself before.
The messages that that color gives off are unmistakable, in my opinion. But
right.
I agree with Dave's sentiment. You can get out. That message doesn't, in fact, Free Talk Live is one of the few places I've ever heard, one of two, actually, where I've ever heard the message said that, yes, you can get out of there. They won't keep you. They may haze you. They may insult you. But you can get out. And if you feel the moral charge to do so, do so.
Now, let me ask you this. They try to this whole dishonorable discharge thing, it basically harkens back to the, you know, if you don't do what we say, it'll go down in your permanent record. You know, it's just like the whole school thing. And most people are coming out of...
They scare you, too, and they say that dishonorable discharge, you won't be able to get a job.
Right, they say those things.
Yep.
Yeah, so the...
That's the second part. We, as... And I will be in New Hampshire very shortly, in less than 6 months now. We started the paperwork this morning.
Cool.
But we have to be able to say to these guys, look... I won't turn you down for a job because you got a dishonorable discharge. I won't turn you down for a job because you've got a conviction for drugs. I will not turn you down because of sexting or anything like that. We have to be willing to say that to people. We really do.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, who is we? You mean
employers, right? Or people
employers,
who are going to...
Yeah.
Liberty-minded people that
liberty-minded
employ folks.
Employers, absolutely. We have to give them a place to go.
Dave, thank you for sharing that story tonight, and
sure.
I look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire very soon.
So I had an instance. Now, I've been convicted of a felony.
Yep.
It's not a pretty felony. As a matter of fact, it's second-degree murder.
Mm.
Now, I had a situation where I was hired on at a business, and this is a high-end lifestyle magazine in Sarasota, Florida. So it's a pretty big deal, and I decided... For whatever reason, that I would be that I would tell my boss about this conviction. I can't remember why. It seemed like it was kind of coming up, and he was like, "You know, you've always done good by me. I don't see any reason that we would have to do anything about that."
Mm-hmm.
But thanks for letting me know.
Wow!
So
yeah, that's great.
And that's great. And actually, it happened in a previous job. They found out about it too. I didn't know that they had found out about it. They did. In neither case did they choose to fire me over it. I have never asked for a job while revealing that I'm a convicted felon because never has it been on the application in a way that I would have to answer it. So if you put on an application, have you been convicted of a felony in the last 10 years? I can say no.
It wasn't in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
I spent 8 years in prison, so no, the answer is no.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, with the jobs I usually don't even reveal that I was in the military, even though I had an honorable discharge as well.
Sure.
But just because it turns into this whole, I don't want to be hired on for a job because of that merit, nor do I even want the discussion to come up. It's like, oh, wow, thank you for your service and all that stuff.
Then you have to have the discussion, right?
Yeah, and it's just such a horrendous thing for me. I want absolutely no part of that. So, and it's never been a problem, not putting it down. It's never been an issue.
What do they say about the time frames? I mean, you're gone for 4 years or something.
Well, for me, it was only two. But but generally, I mean, they just, you know, they look at everything else at my actual work history where I did honest work. And, you know, that's never a problem.
You know, when I think I heard an interview with Jeff Berwick that you did, Mark, where he was saying that a third of people under 30 years old have been arrested, and some of those gotten felony convictions. And so it's going to get more commonplace for people to have some kind of record. And as long as you're able to talk about it with a degree of self-awareness, I think you're going to be fine. What do you think? 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition. Your calls are next.
Have difficulty sleeping? Wake up frequently? Rely on sleeping pills? Your days of sleepless nights may be over thanks to a clinically proven scientific breakthrough from QHT Medical using a revolutionary multi-layered holographic disc. The disc infuses energy, influencing the sleep cycle, allowing for a deeper sleep. It's completely safe with no side effects. Wake up refreshed and feel better. The hologram is non-transdermal and nothing enters the body. Think of acupuncture without the needles. When properly placed on the body, the disc can result in a remarkable increase in sleep by calming the body's energy flow. Want to try one? Well, here's an offer you can't refuse. Call 844-5-SNOOZE right now and get your disc free. That's right, free. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee and end sleepless nights. Each disc is good for up to 7 days. Call 844-5-SNOOZE for your free disc now. That's 844-5-SNOOZE or online at QHTMedical.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad that you're joining us tonight. You can call us here on Free Talk Live and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And you can also call us tonight on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our Skype name. And, you know, the audio quality is noticeably better on Skype. So that means, you know, if you have a poor microphone, you know, there's only so much it can do. But if you have a decent microphone, it's going to sound like you're here in the studio with us.
Yeah, in some cases, it always sounds better than the phone. In some cases, it sounds as good as being right in the studio. Sometimes it sounds better than us.
Yeah. We've actually had people call on Skype that were like program directors at radio stations, mm-hmm. and they had access to the, you know, professional studios. They sounded excellent.
That's right.
Maybe even better than us.
So I had a revelation today. It was a minor revelation. I was going to Quaker meeting, so I was on my way to church in the process. But what I realized was, you know, I could make 4 cups of coffee faster than I can stop off and get a cup, a cup of coffee. Even if I'm running late, I can still make that thing faster than I can stop off at a Dunkin' Donuts or something like that and grabbing it.
That makes sense.
Yep. And it's a heck of a lot less costly. No, they don't have donuts. You cannot make a donut as quickly at home as you can.
That might not be a bad thing.
Tell you what, leave the donuts alone.
Leave the donuts for the cops, Mark.
That's right.
Come on.
So, and the coffee I made was BuzzBox coffee. Now, there is no better tasting coffee. Go get a free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. See if you don't agree with what I have to say, because it really is great. The thing about BuzzBox that makes it truly special is, however, that you are changing lives one cup at a time. Free Talk Live intends to get 1,000 people on board as users of BuzzBox coffee, drinkers of BuzzBox coffee, users of their program. And that way we can fund 100 World Vision microloans. And with these loans, we can get poor people in foreign countries into their coffee co-op program and change the lives of these families forever. So we're trying to change the lives of 100 families. And all we need from you is to go to coffee.freetalklive.com, get a free pound of coffee, sign up for the program, and pay the normal rate that you would for a high-end form of coffee. Yes, this is more than store-brand coffee. There's no doubt about it. But store-brand coffee, recently with a Consumer Reports study, came out no better than C's. This is an A-rated coffee, and it deserves it every bit of it.
Yeah, you can tell the difference between average coffee that may not be very good for your health and top-quality coffee.
Yep. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. You know, I think it would be really cool if they started doing those micro loans with Bitcoin.
Oh, that would be great.
You know, I don't know if they can really do that yet. But
I don't know if they have the smartphones around the world that these people can be financed in that way. But it'd be really cool.
I'm super interested in the idea of micro-lending with Bitcoin.
Especially to foreign countries, because it can make such a difference in somebody's life.
Yeah, totally. And it can actually get to them directly.
I mean, these people live on $2 a day in some case, and many the kind of people that we're talking about helping here live on $2 a day.
Yeah, and
so you can give $10, and I mean, you've made these people's week.
Right.
This is a big deal.
And
we're going to eat meat.
They could invest in their business or something like that, and then they could sustain themselves for a longer time. And you know, in a lot of these countries, they can't access bank accounts. They don't have access to credit, so they can't borrow money to, for instance, improve their business or whatever.
Well, they do a lot of their banking on their cell phone, but there's fees back and forth in all this and all that stuff. So
If they're already on a cell phone anyway, I mean, you can send bitcoins by SMS messaging. So there we go, Coinapult. Maybe we'll have to start a project to do that or something.
Coinapult.com allows you to send bitcoins
through SMS.
And email, right?
Yes, but the power of that is you can do it on a so-called dumb phone.
And dumb phones are everywhere. I mean, in Africa, even kids get dumb phones before they get anything else, you know. So
it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. You really could do it.
All right, let's go to the phones, to the fun here, and we'll talk with Justin listening in Minneapolis. Hi, Justin. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment about the last person you took a call from, talking about the firing squad.
Sure.
And he had never fired a firing squad before, and I've never done it myself either, although I am a service member as well. The difference is when using the rounds that don't actually kill the person, they use blanks. So they feel exactly
identical. I wondered about that, yeah.
Exactly identical to firing a live round. You could, if you wanted to, find out the difference by the residue deposited in the barrel, because a blank is far dirtier than a live round is.
Yeah.
Huh.
But who would ever want to find out whether or not they actually, you know, did the killing shot? I would never want to do that myself. I wouldn't even want to be on a firing squad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if when they're cleaning the gun, would they notice it sort of by accident?
You could possibly, if you knew what you were looking for and knew the difference, yes.
But probably they would hand you the guns, right? Like the guns would have the rounds in them already. They wouldn't have you use your weapon, would they?
Right. Most likely the firing squad weapon is going to be a bolt action, similar to the rounds that they use for doing the 21-gun salutes and things like
that. Yeah, they'll use an M1.
Those are not your rifle.
Now, let me ask you this. Would you stand, in firing position, or would you have some kind of, would you have something to rest the gun on, or is it, sort of this traditional firing as you would imagine the sort of the French Foreign Legion, his your cigarette, that kind of firing squad? So are you standing and firing, or do you have it, down on a bipod or what?
I imagine they do them in the traditional manner. I've never actually seen one myself. I believe they're absolutely
it's a standing. There's no rest. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think they've had a firing squad in the last 50 years.
Yeah, I think there was one guy that went out in World War II. He was a conscientious objector, but didn't really know how to say it properly. He was a little slow. And I can't remember. There's a movie made about it, and
but haven't there been executions by firing squad in like Texas and Oklahoma?
I thought it was Arizona that had the firing squad.
Yeah, but that wouldn't necessarily be military members, right? It would be prison employees.
The Big Red One out of Fort Benning, which still exists. I mean, it's popular for World War II. Their service there. They still practice this thing, but as far as I know, they haven't done anything of the sort in a long time.
Justin, I have a question for you. What would you do if you were asked to be on a firing squad?
Oh, that's a good question. And they never ask. They do what we affectionately call voluntel. You don't volunteer, you are voluntold.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I would do in that situation. I think I would definitely speak a moral objection, which you are always allowed to speak with your chaplain, immediately jumping your chain of command without any repercussion.
Supposedly.
And I've visited the chaplain outside of my chain of command at my last drill, and I said, hey, I'm going out somewhere, I'll be back in a half hour, and boom, they don't say another word, they don't ask questions. They've learned in the military, don't ask a lot of questions, it just gets in trouble.
Right. Now, thank you for the call tonight, Justin. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
I went to the death penalty event here, They were trying to repeal the death penalty here in New Hampshire, and it was an open public discussion with the legislators or whatever on the Criminal Justice Committee, and I'll tell you what that was like.
You can call us and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733. What would you do if you were asked to be on a firing squad? This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. Your calls are next.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Patreon includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Tonight you're joined by Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're so glad that you're tuning into our show today. You can call us and bring up anything that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Simply dial in to the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines at 855-450-3733 or call us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our Skype name.
Yeah, so I went up to Concord, New Hampshire this week to be at the death penalty repeal bill hearing thing. I don't know what all these terminologies are. But it was an incredible turnout. There were more than 160 people there to speak on behalf of the public, and this rarely happens. That's a pretty large turnout.
Well, I'm glad that they're taking a matter of that nature so seriously.
And, well, you know, actually, it's not a very serious deal. Mm-hmm. In New Hampshire, they haven't executed somebody since 1939. So essentially,
then why have it as a law? You know,
Because they have convicted one person who is now on death row.
The guy who killed the cop?
Right. For the longest time, the only way you could get the death penalty in New Hampshire, and this, this kind of shows some of the preference that police officers and government employees get, was by killing a police officer. That was the only way you could get it.
Yeah, there were some pretty heinous crimes that have gone on in New Hampshire. There was those kids that shot the Dartmouth professors. There was that woman who was chopping up babies and burning them in her backyard or something. And I mean, there have been heinous crimes that have happened in New Hampshire. But no, only way to get the death penalty is to kill a cop.
Well,
right?
Now it was expanded into the last term.
No, I'm not advocating for the death penalty. No. I'm just saying it definitely does show the preferences and the values.
Under the last term, they included home invasion because there was a horrifying crime here in New Hampshire that occurred with a home invasion.
Mm-hmm.
And this bill was to repeal all of that, essentially take it off the table. No longer will it be an issue. And remember, there's only one person on death row in New Hampshire. So, and actually, he was specifically named in the bill and would be excluded from the bill. So he could be remain still on death row.
Wow.
And would not be affected by this particular bill. This is just talking about going on in the future. And one of the points I made, because I kind of come from an unusual place, I have been in prison for murder. I was released by the Florida Supreme Court. I didn't kill anybody. And I'm an elected Republican. So I can speak to the law and order justice Republicans in a way that other people can't. So I aimed my comments, which I never got to make, by the way. I just wrote them down. And they did end up on their desk, but I didn't get to speak because there were just so many people. But I aim them specifically at the Republicans. And I think one of the real issues is besides it's fiscally irresponsible, it takes 10 times as much, it costs 10 times as much to execute somebody as it does to leave them in prison for life because of all the legal fees and things. But secondly, it's unjust. It's completely unjust because you know that innocent people will be executed. And if you're a legislator and you vote to retain the death penalty, you might as well have loaded the gun that shot an innocent person. You murder by wanting people not to murder.
Right. As long as the justice system is imperfect, which it totally is. And
right. As long
barely
as
even able to be called the justice system, it's more like the legal system or the injustice system.
Even if it was run by computers,
yeah,
it would still be imperfect.
It's right. Better than 10 guilty persons escape than one innocent suffer.
I don't think anybody believes that here in America anymore.
That's unfortunate because that is the very basis of any law I'd ever even dream of coming up with.
All right. We do have a call on the line. I'm sorry. Every time I hear Blackstone's Law, I think of Blackstone hated anal sex, and he wrote about it extensively. The guy who said that quote about better that 10 guilty people go free.
When was this? What year?
1800s.
No, it'd be the 1700s, I think.
Okay, so
you wrote about that a great deal, huh?
Yeah, and so I always
he considered it the unspeakable act.
Apparently, did not consider it the unspeakable act.
Yeah,
I always change it in my mind to better that 10 guilty butt lovers go free than one innocent or one whatever. Anyway,
sodomite.
We do have a call on the line from Dave listening in Las Vegas. Hi, Dave. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I was listening yesterday to the Adam Kokesh interview and heard that he now has to be a registered gun offender. So what I started doing, like, I started searching, you know, online because I haven't really, you know, heard a lot about that. And I guess a lot of cities now, at least cities, you know, that kind of limit access to guns are having this, you know, this gun offender database. I actually went to, I found the Chicago police one where you can actually search an area and see gun offenders in your area, and it will give you their names and addresses.
Really?
And wow. Yeah, which is really dangerous to me. I mean, I know they had the sex offender, you know, database, which is bad enough because you have people that, you know, there's crimes where they're sending pictures or whatever, and they end up as registered sex offenders. But now, you know, it seems they're moving it to guns, and then how far is that going to go? And then is it somebody who, you know, whatever, made a mistake where they didn't follow some minor law, and now they're going to say, well, you have to register as a gun offender? And what I read on the mayors for against illegal guns, whatever they call themselves, that they, the information they had on there, and they're trying to push this, at least for, I think, New York and Baltimore were two of the places that it mentioned, was that every 6 months they have to go to the police station in person and register their address. And
you know,
I'd
be curious as to
how long that goes on for, but
I'd be curious as to how they would be able to force somebody who has already been convicted of that. So essentially this is a punishment, right? You know, to register or whatever is a punishment that one is forced into. So
right.
It might be something you could do going on into the future in the sense, in that sense, but it's not really something, it would seem, legally, that you could do retroactively. So if I was a gun offender and then the next day they changed the rules, I wouldn't think that you would have to follow it because, look, I haven't been ordered by a judge to do this. You've just changed the law. I'd be interested in seeing what kind of legal ramifications that would have.
I think it's you know, it's going forward, but, you know, either way, I mean, they're listing people's names. Like, you don't know even what it is. Not that I think there's any excuse to put people in any type of database like that. But, you know, like I say, it could be something minor. It could be something major. I mean, either way, you know, I still see it as an issue, and it's sitting there. You know, you can go to the Chicago police site, I think it's chicagopolice.org or something, and actually search. You know, and you can put in an address and say, within a half mile of this address, who's registered gun offenders?
Yeah, you know, eventually I think they're going to have lists for just about databases for just about everything. And really, everybody's going to end up being on it.
We predicted this some time ago.
Yeah, I mean, and that's going to happen. And, you know, I think this is actually something important to bring up, is that eventually, you know, we're in this society with mass surveillance and the mass availability of information. Like you said, you know, you can go to the Chicago Police website and you can do this database search and all this stuff. We're going to have to accept, I think, that everybody has some skeletons in the closet, and we're going to have to start judging people or gauging people based upon their actions now and not so much the past. Because, I mean, it's just like, how can you not, you know, what are the statistics? I mean, you break the average person does three felonies a day.
That's what, there's a book out there called that, and I'm interested in knowing what those are, but yeah, I mean, I know more people break laws than know it.
Yeah.
But Adam Kokesh is not planning on going to Chicago, right? He's planning on going to California.
LA, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think of L.A. as a particularly gun-friendly place, so I was kind of surprised that he chose to go there. But if he's not going to be able to have guns anyway because now he's a felon or whatever, then that would be... Is he a felon? Did he take a plea deal for the felony?
I believe he is.
Okay, so he won't be able to have guns no matter where he goes, so he probably figures he might as well be somewhere warm.
Well, my guess is that Adam is a... wants to be someplace where he can get some sort of medical marijuana card would be my guess.
Ah, that's a good point, Mark. Go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I think the other thing that this does, though, it's not just putting people in a database. It's, I think there's penalties if you fail to register. So it's not only, you know, tracking those people and forcing them to give their address to the police department, which kind of, you know, it labels them as, you know, almost like a target, but... Because police will know that, too. They're in this database. But it's also that I think there's penalties associated with that. So if you move and you fail to let them know, or if every 6 months, and again, this was just what they're
saying
on
the
website.
For the rest of your life. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for calling in.
Share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown harvested and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. And you can call our show and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733. That is why we call it Free Talk Live. And by the way, those are the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines there, 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype. Our Skype ID is lrn.fm. And make sure you check out our website. We've got archives of Free Talk Live there for you for free. Most other talk shows charge for their archives, but we give them all away to you, and we love it when you share. Free Talk Live is totally open source like that. You can find archives going way, way back in time, almost to the whole history of the radio show, which has been on for more than a decade, at archives.freetalklive.com.
You can get your camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, hiking gear, whatever it is that you may need for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be it you or someone you love, at manventureoutpost.com. They've got the name brands, which is great because you have a better chance of getting that really great item that feels so good in your hand and really works the way you want it to work. And they've got the lowest prices. Every time I've gone there, I've always checked a few different places on the internet, and I've never found a price that's lower than an item that the exact same item at manventureoutpost.com. So go check for yourself. They've got a low price guarantee. They want to earn your business, whether it's for gear like tents or apparel or water purification, fishing gear, tactical flashlights, knives, handguns, long guns, ammunition, whatever it might be, they've got it. manventureoutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. You can trust them. I've been doing business with them for a long time. ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. Now, we had a call from Dave in the last segment, and Dave, I want to just say, I'm sorry we kind of ran out of time there. I know you were in the middle of finishing your thought, but I think you got it mostly out, which was these gun offender registration databases are kind of like a scarlet letter that you carry with you for the rest of your life. You know, if you have to register with the police department every 6 months,
well,
give them your address, right?
By the way, I did check the, it was chicagopolice.org,
yep.
And they do have a gun offender registry option. Now, I haven't been able to find one person registered in this registry because the website is so bad, so messed up, and so difficult to use. maybe somebody can use it properly, and, you know, maybe it's the browser, but it's awful.
Well, come on. I mean, that's a local municipality. You wouldn't expect them to have a great website. Right. I mean, certainly the federal government would have much better website operations.
It's not like it's one of the top two largest cities
right.
in America.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's the healthcare website for the nation. Oh, wait. Whoops. I guess that didn't work too well either.
We all know the government is fantastic with IT.
That's right.
You know, especially when they're spying on us. Anyway, let's go to the phones and talk to Robert, listening in Vermont. Hey, Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. No.
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I guess I don't understand. You know, I would rather know that, you know, if somebody was a convicted felon, I would rather know that they were going to work every day, paying their bills, you know, carry on with their life like a regular ordinary Joe, and have to put them on some kind of a registration where it allows the public to hold court on them at any given point.
Yeah, you really have to ask yourself is, why do we release people from prison?
Yeah.
Do we release them from prison because we want them to reintegrate into society and have a good life and, you know, have a family and do all the things that we do? Or is it because we put them out there just to mess with the public? We put them out there just to endanger you folks. Because there, you know, there are people that are petrified of everything out there. There's all yeah. kinds of phobias. And you tell them that there's some kind of offender lurking, you know, living around the corner, and they're going to vilify them and egg their house and do all kinds of things to drive them out of the neighborhood.
Yeah, and so which crimes should continue in perpetuity? That's what I'm wondering. It seems to be the consensus among these, these people in the justice system that they, you know, we should not ever let go of a sex crime, right? Like if someone does is a quote sex offender, we should kind of keep this scarlet letter on them forever. If someone is a gun offender, we should also keep an eye on them forever. What other crime should be like that? You know, it's kind of arbitrary.
Well, the other thing is too is that it also allows you know hate groups and vigilante groups to, you know, search and go through these offender websites, you know, to see where people live. I mean, I think there was one down in New Jersey earlier, last year, around June or July of last year, where, you know, it was a Ku Klux Klan went on the website and just, you know, randomly went to somebody's address and knocked on their door and shot and killed the husband and wife because the guy was on the offender website.
Wow. Was it just because he was a sex offender, or was it also because of a racial component? You said it was KKK, right?
Right. That was the Ku Klux Klan and the KKK, yeah. But it was because the guy was on the offender website and his wife was there with him.
Was he a white guy?
I believe he was.
Hmm.
But yeah, I mean, really.
It doesn't have to be racially motivated. The
right.
Ku Klux Klan, you know, they, you know, hate and despise women. They don't want, you know. I mean, you know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these offenders lists just like, I mean, this is kind of to Mark's earlier point that they just, it proves the sham that the prison system is, because if the point of prison is to rehabilitate somebody, then this can't. If you get out of prison and you're out of prison, you know, and then you're put on a list, how are you rehabilitated?
Right. Yeah. Have you quote served your time, or does your time continue even after you get out?
Well, I mean, you know, there's programs and stuff like that guys do, you know, when they're in there. But what's the sense of doing these programs when they get out and they're put underneath the microscope? They're put underneath the microscope from the public out here. Does it make any sense?
Another thing that one needs to consider when it comes to these sites is that not only could somebody be a sex offender on the sex offender list because they, you know, did when they were 16, they had sex with a 15-year-old or something like that, but it could also be peeing in public and a variety
right.
of other things. So we don't know what the crime is that when one wants to jump to a conclusion. Secondarily, many people, you know, will simply not take something to trial because they don't feel they can win. Because in this system, more than half, at 60% of felony cases, they're found guilty. Mm-hmm. Now, this is crazy considering it's less than 1% of arrests result in a trial.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a large number of people taking plea bargains. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's very large. And they're taking plea bargains because they don't want the child, you know, the victim, whoever that might be, to have to go on the stand. They're trying to protect this person. They don't think that they can win, or, you know, they're offered a deal that seems like it's worth taking, because remember, they're facing 25 years. They're offered 3. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'll take the 3. Or
maybe not.
Can't afford a lawyer.
Right. They have a government bureaucrat as a public defender, and they don't have the greatest record in the world.
Right.
Some of them work really hard, and I'm not going to say they don't, but let's not act like this for a second here. Everybody knows how inefficient these things are. They know that rich people do better in court than poor people, and the state's attorney is as rich as he wants to be.
Mm.
Those kind of convictions, anyways, in my opinion, are just, they're gravy convictions.
Yeah.
What do you mean, gravy convictions?
Meaning that, anybody can just say, well, yeah, I was raped by a priest. Or, you know, I was raped by, an uncle or something like that.
You're saying it's like an umbrella. They can just slap it on anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I would venture to say that there's a lot more people that are out there that are innocent than there are guilty. But that's just my opinion. You guys definitely.
Well, thanks, Robert. You too. I mean, yeah, that is true.
The numbers I've looked at, the best estimations that they've come up with appear to be about 15% of people in prison are innocent. I don't know.
15% for all types?
All types of crimes.
Okay.
All types of crimes. But
so a large amount of those would be drug crimes? Because a lot of people are in jail for prison for drugs.
Sure, more people are in for drugs than most other offenses. That's for sure. But I don't know. I didn't see the breakdowns or anything like that about types of offenses.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you take it at 7.5%, that's a lot of people. Every 100 people that are incarcerated.
Yeah.
I like to take any statistic I see and cut it in half and see how I feel about the half number. And I'm horrified by 7.5% of people in prison are innocent.
Yeah, that's almost the reverse of Blackstone's law.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. What do you think? 855-450-3733 is the Pro-XPN toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. Call us, bring up anything that's on your mind, or call us on Skype at lrn.fm. There's more coming up in hour number 2. Stay tuned.
Every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.